Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Redmen TV. It's the match preview show ahead of Atalanta versus Liverpool. I'm Steve Hall, delighted to be joined by Jamie Cranford and Ian Young to have a chat about tomorrow night's game. Jay, do you believe?
Not 100%. In my heart of hearts, I think we might win the game. I just...
Lose the war.
Yeah. And which I wouldn't be too... I mean, I'd be upset, obviously, because we want to win everything. But I think if we can win the game and look decent and then take that into the... And then just have a crack at, you know, see what we can do in the league. Obviously, we all... You can't just order a miracle, though, can you? Unless you... Jesus. You can't just be like, do a miracle, you know, so...
There's a reason to call miracles.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
They don't happen.
But, you know, I was thinking this before. Even if it was 0-0, this is one... You know, when you don't take your own advice, if it was 0-0 on 60, I'd probably be, like, slagging them off. But if we score on, like, 62, get another goal on, like, 85, then anything's possible in the last... You know what I mean? I'd rather it... Whereas if you go too gung-ho... We might just concede earlier, you know what I mean?
Anyway, it's tough. It is. This is the thing. Liverpool, obviously, I'm sure you're all aware, Liverpool are 3-0 down after losing Anfield, Ian. It is one of those where I keep thinking, like, if it was anyone else, yeah, I said this before Barcelona, if it was anyone else, you'd have no chance because it's you. That's what you said before Barca. Now, the difference, of course, and everyone keeps going back to the previous miracles of Liverpool comebacks in years gone past, those teams are in relatively good form going into those games. This Liverpool team aren't. You know, they weren't great against Man United. They got battered by Atalanta. They had a poor display at the weekend. That's the, you know, if your glass half empty is that, isn't it? Like, this team have looked like they could score a goal. Never mind score 3 goals. So what do you think would have had to change between Thursday and Sunday and then this Thursday? Because it does feel like I say, this team have found it really, really difficult to put the ball in the back of the net.
I don't know what it is. We just seem to fall off the cliff the last 4 weeks. I think we were really lucky a couple of months ago where every player who was in the team seemed to be on form, young lads included. I think at the moment we're struggling to find anyone who's hitting any sort of form. So I think for us to pull it off tomorrow, we'd need to collectively just all somehow find the form, which... It's Liverpool, isn't it? Anyone can do it. We beat Atlanta. I know it was a different Atlanta, but we beat them 5-0 at their place a couple of years ago. It depends how much we want it. Obviously, because of what's happened with previous results this last week, our eyes are obviously going to be on the Premier League. But if Liverpool really, really want it and Jurgen Klopp wants them to go for it, I think we can do it. The problem for me is... I said this when we went through against Barcelona. I'm not sure we can keep a clean sheet. That's the big issue for me. I think if Liverpool can hit some sort of form, we can score the 3 goals. It's keeping them out the other end. That's the big issue for me.
Absolutely. Jamie Carragher, said after the last leg, he was like, well, what that does now means that you can don't worry about it. You got battered. You can put all your eggs in the Premier League basket. But having lost on Sunday... It feels like it would be, you know, for Liverpool to lose 3 games or not do well, having come off the back of the disappointing game against Man United. They weren't great against Sheffield United, but they got the job done. They weren't great against Brighton, but got the job done. I understand Jamie Carragher's point, you know, this is don't forget about it, you just focus on Fulham. But I'm not quite sure this manager and this group of players have that in them to not focus on this, you know what I mean? It feels like they might need a bit of a boost, like you said, they need a bit of a confidence boost. And if they lose again, all of a sudden it's back to back, you know, 3 losses on the spin and you know, the wheels are falling off. It's an interesting dynamic we've got to play here.
I don't think it's in our nature as a team, and especially under this manager, to do that. And even if we'd won all the league games, I don't think he'd have gone, well, let's just write this off and focus on the league. So, yeah, I don't... Yeah, I wouldn't... I certainly wouldn't do that. I'm sure we're going to come on to talk about team selection. It's an interesting one. Like, I think he will go strong, but then you're thinking, what exactly is strong at the moment?
Cause like, is it the form?
Yeah, because there's people who... And I've heard other... I was watching Journo Insight yesterday with Neil, and he was saying, like, well, we should just pick our best team between now and the end of the season. But what's our best team?
Yeah.
You know, there's people who've... there's people who've done well coming off the bench, and there's people who are in the starting lineup who haven't exactly been doing so well. But I certainly don't think... I don't think we're going to be seeing wholesale changes. There might just be one or two dropped in. So I think they're going to go strong, try their best to get a result. And if not, then we move on to Fulham.
Pressure's an interesting thing, Ian, isn't it, as well? And like, in theory, Liverpool go into this game with no pressure. There's been massive pressure on the shoulders of these lads for months, really. Ever since, you know, Christmas, when we realised that they are properly in a title race, there's been pressure built upon them. This one, it feels like there's not. It'll be interesting if that maybe frees them up a little bit. It was similar, again, you go back to games where Liverpool have had to turn around big deficits in the past. It's like, what, not to lose. You might, you know, what, just go and play, go and be on the front foot, go and be attacking, because as it stands, you're out anyway. Like, worst case is on Thursday, you're out anyway. And we all, a lot of people think they're already out of the competition. So maybe that frees them up a little bit, because I don't know exactly what's gone wrong over the last couple of weeks, you're right, but it does feel like at times they've looked like they've had a little bit of weight on the shoulders.
I think when you look at us now, it looks like some of the players are tired, because a lot of the players, because of the injuries, a lot of players have probably played games they wouldn't have played, and they've probably played minutes they wouldn't have played. So I don't think it's a pressure thing. I don't think Liverpool suffer with pressure. I think Liverpool, when you've got pressure on them, that's what it brings the best out of them. I've always said the best Liverpool is the team that's playing every 3 days. That's when, under Klopp, we've always been the best, when there's game after game after game after game. I've always thought that we've suffered a bit more when we've had a week in between games. So the pressure thing for me, I don't really get that. I think there may be a bit of tiredness setting in because it's been a long old season. We've had a lot of injuries. I also think, as great as it is having the injured players back who are normally first team players, I think them going in has sort of interrupted the momentum a little bit as well. So we sort of need to get them in there and get them back playing properly, which, like, the likes of, I mean, no one wants to see a player get injured, but the fact that Bradley's out now means Trent can just come in. That choice has been taken away from Klopp now. That doesn't need to be a debate now, so he'll probably just go straight in tomorrow. But I don't really think Liverpool suffer with pressure. I think it brings them on. I just think there's a bit of tiredness there at the minute.
It's worth mentioning as well, Jake, because I think I agree with Liverpool do look a bit leggy. The thing what Atalanta did well, and I forget, like, we all talk about how bad Liverpool were on last Thursday, and they weren't great. Atalanta ran them off the park, but they almost man-marked Liverpool. Like, every single, you know, there was times when the striker would go into midfield and the centre-back would follow him and just boot him. It was that, and Liverpool seemed to struggle with that. I wonder how much, you know, in Jürgen's, when he is picking a team, and we'll talk about what we would do in a moment, what we think he'd do, like energy and legs and that, because it felt like Atalanta just had a yard on Liverpool all over the pitch. And like I say, 3-0 flattered us. We could be sat here, it could have been 5, and we could have been like, listen, this, just play the kids. While it's 3, you've obviously still got a bit of a chance. It's not likely, but you've got a bit of a chance. I do wonder how much emphasis Jürgen's going to put, like Ian says, on just freshening legs up. Who can run, who can go? Because Atalanta, if you're their manager, and I know you've got a 3-goal lead, but I don't think you'd change. I think you'd do the exact same thing again, because the last thing they want to do is invite Liverpool onto them. I can imagine they're going to play in a very similar manner. So, yeah, it does feel like Liverpool need a lot of energy in this team that goes out tomorrow night.
Yeah, that kind of system requires a lot of energy, and there aren't many who do it, really. I mean, Bielsa did it at Leeds. That was always the accusation of his teams, was they'd fall off, and, you know, because it was so physically demanding. And we, with the exception of, it was a 4-3, wasn't it? I was going to say the first game of the season, it was 4-3, wasn't it? They obviously gave us a good game then. We had the best of them on a few. Did we beat them 6-0, was it, or 5-0?
5-0.
Yeah, Matip scored, didn't he? Anyway, mm-hmm. we've had joy against teams. So if that goes wrong, those man-to-man systems, you can score quite a lot of goals. So maybe I'm getting a bit more positive as this show's going on here. But it's been funny. It's been a bit annoying with us because, like, we've had all these injuries in the middle point of the season. We won the League Cup and, you know, we had second and third subbers, Bobby Clark and McConnell, which who'd have thought that at the start of the season. And then you're like, right, just you wait till these lads, the big lads are coming back, the cavalry's coming back. And now they're actually coming back. It's like, oh, they're not, you know, they need a few games to get back to rhythm and all that, which you obviously like would have known anyway. But I think you just think, oh, great, we've got Jones back, we've got Trent back, whatever. So I think, yeah, I think that probably will be one of his first, the likes of Endo, for instance, looking a bit leggy, getting people fully fit, full of energy, because it is going to be a hard and tiring game against Atalanta.
It's interesting because you mentioned the point that I think, I know it's mad to say because they couldn't hit a cow's arse with Banjo for the last couple of weeks, but I believe there's enough Liverpool got in them to score three or four goals against anyone. The chances that they've made, you know, I think both goalkeepers in the recent weeks have played quite well against them as well. Like, I even thought Onana did all right against us and he's been rubbish this season. I have no worry. I think they can score goals. They don't look like they can keep a clean sheet at the moment, and that is a big worry to me. Like, listen, they might have to go and score four just to make extra time, because it does feel like, given how they've started, especially how they've started games recently, was it 21 games now where they've let the first goal in? If that happens on Thursday night, it's almost goodnight Vienna very, very quickly, because I'm not sure they'll believe themselves then, our bloody hell, like, we've got to go and get four just to get some extra time. What can they do? Because it's been happening all season. I'm just thinking, like, what are your thoughts? What can Liverpool do on Thursday? Do they have to do what Jamie said, maybe, and just get to half-time 0-0? Because the last thing we can do is, if we do go 2-1-0, the back door's open there, and teams have certainly been walking through it recently.
What I'd be tempted to do is I'd be tempted to play safe for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait for Atlanta. Atalanta.
That extra T does
it. Yeah, it does it, doesn't it? Waiting for Atalanta to make a mistake, make for them to have a slip on the ball or give the ball away. I think one of Liverpool's issues over the last month or so is we're making too many unforced errors, but our passing's not been great. We're losing the ball where we shouldn't be, in areas we shouldn't be doing. Maybe we play it safe and let the other team do that for the change and give us a go. I don't think necessarily need to keep it 0-0 till half time, but definitely try and keep them out for the first 20-25 minutes and then see how we're going there. Because then there's a possibility after 25 minutes, if we don't score, that they get a bit overly confident, then they'll start passing it around, like, which Atalanta don't do. If we're not forcing them to press, then they're not playing their game. So if we knock them out of their stride, then we're controlling the game. Then I think that's what Liverpool need to do.
Interesting then. I think you're right. I think Liverpool need to be careful about keeping the back door closed. Again, by the time recording, the Liverpool's press conference before European games, obviously, it's over in Italy and they haven't even travelled yet. So it's going to be later tonight before we get it. So we don't know the answer to this question yet, Jay. But who's in goal? Because Keith Kell has played every Europa League. He's been the Europa League goalkeeper. We've just got Alisson Becker back, obviously played the weekend and made an unbelievable save, like an out of this world save. What do you think the manager will do and what do you think he should do? Because it feels like Ali could do with the games, but also he's always been true when he's picked a goalie for a competition. He's let them see it out. So what do you think he'll do in goal?
I think he'll probably pick Kelleher because I think he just throws Alisson straight back in. I mean, you can't exactly bring a keeper off the bench, but you know what I mean. He just throws Alisson straight back in. I think he knows he's going to play all the other league games. I don't think he's going to be worried about, oh, we need Alisson to get on a roll. I think he's just expecting to be like, you're just going to have to be good immediately. And Keller has played, he's the Europa League goalkeeper. He's played all the other games. So yeah, so I think he will pick him. They're both good goalkeepers, obviously.
I'd pick Alisson.
I probably would, because, like,
he's the games.
He's a better goalkeeper. I think he probably does, but I'm not sure. I just have a feeling that Klopp will think you can just come straight back in against Fulham and it'll be absolutely fine. I don't know. Maybe I'll be wrong.
No, I think he'll pick Keller, but I'd pick Alisson.
I'd go with Alisson just because of the way we play. the keeper's got the ball at their feet that often, there can be a bit of rust in there, so Alisson does need his games to get back in with his... Because I thought he looked a bit rusty with the ball at his feet against Palace, Alisson. As great as he was in goal, I just thought he looked a bit...
He isn't as good as Callum with the ball at his feet. He just isn't.
Okay. But I'd go with Alisson. I think he plays Callum in the Europa games as well. Because of lack of games for Kelleher. Kelleher has no way had any lack of games this season.
Yeah, makes sense. Absolutely. Let's try and pick a defence then. Which is, this is where it gets interesting, because Mikey in the comments says he'd try to get Gomez back in the centre back. Which is he hasn't played there for a while, so I don't know what the manager will do. But do we all think Trent will start? Especially with Conor Bradley after a month.
Yeah.
Because Gomez could play at right back.
I think Trent will start.
Do we think Robertson plays left back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Van Dijk plays, so I think he's going to pick Gerald Kwanzaa.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
I think now we've got, because we had it kind of cockeyed a bit where we wanted Konate for the league games, because can he do two games in a week? Well, he's just done two, hasn't he? So
can he do three now?
Well, exactly. but we had it where, like, oh, he was playing in the Europa League and then not playing in the league. But now we've got it back where if he sits this one out, he can play Fulham and then just keep going. Well, you think?
I think he could go with Gomez at left back, because I thought Robertson looked leggy towards the end of the game against Palace.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think the fact that we need three goals makes you think that unless you, it's like what you said, try and keep it safe and then go. But even then, Liverpool haven't been that safe for Gomez, a fullback in Europe. Yeah. The three goals thing makes you think it probably needs to be Robertson and Trent if that's the plan to go, your creative players. But I see your point.
I don't think it's going to be Costas. Somehow,
he'll do well to get a game. He didn't have his best night, did he, last week against them? Bless him. Let's move into midfield then, because this is the interesting one. You mentioned before Endo has had a little bit of a, I think it's fair to say he's had a little bit of a dip in form since, again, he's been brilliant most of the season, but he hasn't been the only one who struggled. Jay, I'll stay with you first. The fact also, again, I go back to, you need to score three goals.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll go Alexis as the six and go, listen, Endo didn't really stop these anyway. What are we telling us? We need to get on the ball. We need to keep control of the ball. There's an argument there. He probably goes McAllister as the six.
Yeah, I think he probably will. Yeah.
Would you do that?
Yeah. I would also play Harvey Elliott.
100%. That's a no-brainer for me. We had a comment here, actually, from Jody. He says, sounds mad if you said at the start of the season, but I'd like to see Elliott instead of Szoboszlai. Yeah. And then we had another comment from, I found him, it says Gakpo and Elliott are in form, they're the two we need to play.
Yeah, I agree.
That was from Supernova, you never walk alone, nice name. If you're looking at players who are in form, like Ian said at the start, there haven't been too many, they're probably two of the ones who are. There's actually an argument, if he really wanted to, he could play Gakpo in midfield as well, if he wanted to go, if he is thinking chase three goals in doors. But I'm with you, man, I think Elliott has to start this one.
I think he's been a bit hard done to in the last few weeks, because Jones, with the exception of, it's weird, he came off the bench against Sheffield United. I think we were 1-1 at the time. And, like, you know, the sky was falling in and all that. And he looked really good. And then the subsequent games, he hasn't looked as good. And I just feel sorry for Elliot because it seems like every time, maybe it's a coming off the bench thing, he knows he's only got 20 minutes so he doesn't have to worry about fatigue or whatever. But he just seems to, there's this injection of energy and a bit of something, a bit of, you know, the making something happen, like that, you know, that kind of non-quantifiable thing. So I would start him. I think you'll probably pick Jones because I think he likes Szoboszlai and Jones and McAllister. I think he thinks that's his best three. So he wants Jones to get into rhythm. I think, yeah, I can't see Gakpo in midfield because Klopp was saying, oh, have I messed him about a bit this season, playing him in all different positions? So I'd pick that three. I'd pick McAllister, Jones and Elliot.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
I'd pick McAllister, Elliot, and Szoboszlai only because I think Jones has struggled since he's come back in. I think he's got a bit of the Joe Gomez's where when he comes in, he needs like four or five games. And I don't think where we are in the season now, we can afford that.
The only issue you've got there potentially is who goes where.
I'd play Ariel at LCM because I can see it. I think he can play over there. I'd play anywhere across the midfield positions, Ariel, yeah.
I think McAllister, Elliot.
We're going to go with Gakpo, aren't you?
No, I'm thinking Gravenberch.
Oh, Gravenberch, yeah.
Because left-hand side of a front three, it should be Jones, but he looked knackered the other day. When he got off the other day, and who else plays there? The other options are McAllister and Gravenberch, really. Or like I say, Gakpo is the other option, but I'm actually putting Gakpo in my front three. I know that's mad because Gravenberch hasn't kicked the ball and he hasn't been great, but maybe just something different. Just maybe he hasn't kicked the ball for ages. Maybe he has got that bit of burst of energy. Because I think
points to prove as well.
Maybe, yeah. And it is just literally that for me is like a dart at a wall. Not else has worked recently. The midfield has been struggling. There's another option. Maybe you just go for it. And listen, I'm very much aware Gravenberch hasn't been great either. But maybe just as something different because, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, well, why not try and change it up a little bit?
Well, to be fair, Szoboszlai has not been great since he's gone. I agree. I don't think he's been great since the just before he got injured. I don't think he was great anyway. And then he's come back and he's not been great again. Yeah. So I think the only midfielders I think who've actually been anywhere near anything was probably Harvey Elliott. And then I'm struggling. So McAllister had been really good, but I think the last three games, he's looked tired. He's not been the player he was. Yeah. So I think you could pick Harvey Elliott and then any other two.
Yeah. I think there's a compromise either way. Like,
I wouldn't be shocked if Endo started. Sorry, though, Jay.
Neither would I. Gravenberch, I can see your argument. But then if he played some of those early group games, he was like gliding on the ball and taking people on. You're like, God, we've got a real player. If he can somehow pull one of those performances out, then great. I prefer Elliot on the right. But then Szoboszlai, if you play Elliot and Szoboszlai, who do you know what I mean?
That's right. I think Elliot should be the right of the midfield three.
Yeah, I think that's his best position. So then if you're playing Szoboszlai, you move in Szoboszlai. If you're playing Jones, is Jones too tired? Like, it seems like whichever three you pick, there's some kind of question mark. So yeah.
we've all got different midfield threes. Anyway, let's talk what's up front. I think a lot of this depends, Jay, on how Jota is.
Yes.
Can Jota start? If he can, I think he has to play.
Yes.
And then it's, well, if he can't, then what you do. But like, again, if this was form, Gakpo would be in, probably Diaz would be in, and then you'd be going, what the fuck else? No one else is really playing that well. Maybe it is Jota in, but then that leaves, you've effectively got three lads who like play left wing, all in your front three. But I don't know, the makeup of the front, because Liverpool's best ever goal scorer in Premier League history, really, in Mo Salah, and then their star number nine, both look a little bit off it at the moment. Yeah. And that's causing issues here for Jürgen, because what else do you do?
Yeah. I would take Nunez out.
So would I.
I think, I was thinking the other day, Gakpo on the left, Jota in the middle and Salah. But what's Jota's fitness looking like? I think Nunez should be taken out. I think he apparently was kicking the advertising hoardings when he came off the other day. maybe
when we missed a chance, he volleyed the bench. I saw that as well.
Surprised didn't miss it.
So
you know, sad when he kicked it.
I was just going to say maybe it'll be good to get him a bit riled up, but maybe it actually won't. I don't know, but I want him coming back in for that. If he starts against Fulham, to be like, right, this is my point to prove now, rather than like, oh, I've got the shirt till the end of the season kind of thing. You want to see Jota. He's only just come back, so obviously he's not going to be fully match fresh. And like, it feels a bit disrespectful to almost be like, we'll let him get his freshness back, but we're going to need him for the last six games.
He's got
that
against these, by the way.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe
different
that
team, of course, as well, but same stadium.
Depending on how Jota's doing, I would play Gakpo on the left, Salah and Jota. That would be my three.
E, what would you?
I think I'd go the same. I'd be tempted to make, I know we won't like it, but I'd be tempted to leave Salah out
and play Diaz on the right.
Diaz on the right, Gakpo on the left, on Jota central, or even Jota left.
He couldn't argue if he got left out.
No,
I know he would, but he couldn't because his form dictates that.
But I'd be tempted to even go Jota left and Gakpo central, but that would be my front three because I know he struggled this season, Gakpo, but I think it's because he's played that many different roles for us. Personally, I think he's better through the centre for us as like a Firmino light. I think that's where I think he is. So I think you get the best out of Jota on the left, Gakpo central, and then Diaz right.
I think I would stick with Salah begrudgingly because I don't think he's in good form, but I think we actually don't have many. We don't have anyone else.
No.
Who can play on the right, really. Harvey Elliott, he isn't a right winger for me. He's the next option. Gakpo and Jota, I think I would go for myself. And then Darwin's off the bench if you need him. I wouldn't be at all shocked if he starts four of them though and Gakpo was in midfield.
Yeah.
He's done that before, Jay. And it's weird, I'm saying this because like Gakpo was the he was getting people sticks, wasn't he? Like he was the problem for everyone. But like he has been a relative bright spark in the last couple of games. He looked really sharp at the weekend, he looked sharp. When he came on against Atalanta, which was by that point things were going badly wrong, and he hasn't scored a goal, so it's worth mentioning that, but he has looked a little bit like he's in a little bit of better form. Is the aware, do you think, when he goes all four of them from the start and then leaves a Jota or a Darwin on the bench?
I can't see it, only because if we do concede a goal, then we're struggling then, because we haven't got the solid base to not concede again, because you've got attackers that'll just want to attack. I think our priority needs to be not to concede in the first 20-25 minutes, and then maybe second half, if you want to go all four second half.
The only way I could see it would be if he played like a 4-2-4 against City a couple of times, where you'd maybe have Elliot on the right,
Salah goes up front,
Salah in the middle, Gakpo on the left, and Jota or Nunez. I don't know who he'll pick. I think Gakpo's, I think he's, you're right, I think his best performances, his most effective performances have been as that kind of Firmino replacement coming back into midfield. But I've liked him off the left. I feel like it's simplified his role. He played on the left for, was it PSV he used to play for? Yeah. And he's just come on and he's been like, well, you know what? I'm going to beat someone, do a little 1-2 and then cross it in. Or, you know what I mean? And it's like, what am I good at? I'm good at beating people and I'm good at, you know, cutting inside on me right, whipping crosses in or whatever. I think just having that clarity of, because there's been times when it's like, there'll be a ball cut back across the 6-yard line, like, oh, and then Gakpo's like on the edge of the 18-yard box. Like, what? You're supposed to be a striker, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's sometimes gets too withdrawn. His main issue is sometimes he just looks really anonymous. He'll just like lay a little ball off 2 yards to someone and then you don't see him again for another 10 minutes. So I would start him, and I'd start him on the left, but I can't see him playing in midfield.
There's a lot of people in the comments who are that pissed off with Liverpool strikers. There's a lot of Jaden Danz.
Get Andy Carroll back.
Not so much. Jaden Danz is being mentioned. This is my thing. If he does go with four of them, because you've got to be prepared to go to extra time, yeah. And there's a very good chance to extra time. If you do start four of them, you could then still have one. Whoever gets left out, so say it's Nunes or Jota, and you could have Jadon Danz on your bench as well. So if you trust them, you've actually got two subs there who you think could easily go and play up front. And if you're worried about Jota's minutes, for example, or Salah's minutes, you know, he both coming back from different issues or whatever. Like, there is, I don't see a world where Jadon Danz starts, but there's definitely a chance here for him to make an impact because he's probably going to be on the bench, and therefore he's probably going to get on at some point, either because Liverpool are really chasing the game and you've got to go and try and get something, or because, like I say, the other lads probably aren't ready to do 90 to 120 minutes just yet.
I think the big thing for Jadon Danz is in our squad, Darwin Nunez spent a lot of his career playing out wide, so Jadon Danz is probably the only out and out number nine we've got. I mean, Jota can play there, but he's more of a attacking wide, like wide central type player. He can come in from the inside, but Jadon Danz is like an old fashioned number nine. You just want to throw balls in the box and just get goals. To be honest with you, I think we've been throwing too many balls in the box, and that's part of our issue. We've been crossing the ball far too many times, but you can't do that when you haven't got an out and out number nine. So if they want to keep doing that, maybe Jadon Danz is the guy who can come in and get on the end of them.
Score the nice back heel for the 20.
All depends on how we want to play. Do we want to go and start on the front foot and start throwing crosses in the box? Maybe Jadon Danz is worth a punt. But if we want to, which I think we've been doing, is trying to walk the ball into the match game, it sounds like Arsenal from like the early 2000s, then you're not going to go with a Jadon Danz.
I think he ends the game on the pitch, though.
Yes, I can see him coming on. If, you know...
But regardless,
all hope's lost, get him on. Or, you know, if it's 2-0 and we need someone to, like, score ahead, or, you know, because he put himself about in the League Cup final, didn't he?
Absolutely, he scored, you know. He's not backwards and coming forwards, is he? He loves it. Scored a couple of goals already. Instinctive goals against Southampton. Maybe we're starting to believe. Very, very quickly on Atalanta, and we were so impressed with them last Thursday. That's the other thing that we probably need to consider here. Is like, as good as Liverpool could do everything, but like, it's a good team they're playing against. They're not brilliant. And they showed the other day, like, they, you know, they were 2-0 down at one point, and everyone's going, hello. They did get beat by a scoreline that would see them go through. It was 2-1. But are they that good, or did we just make them look like 1970s Brazil? Because that's the question. Like, I walked out of Thursday going, that's one of the best teams I've ever seen in Anfield. Like, play that. That's bizarre. I don't know if that was because of us or because of them.
I think they're well coached, and I think, like I was saying before, it's maybe a bit of a high wire act. If you look at their Serie A results, they've won quite a lot, but they've also, I think, they're in double figures for losses.
Yeah.
So
the high variance.
I'm always a bit suspicious of teams that don't draw. You're like, and Bielsa, I mean, I remember Bielsa's Bilbao side absolutely tore Man United to shreds. This, you know, Ferguson's United were like good side, but then they'd come like eighth in the league or whatever. So it's like this. I don't think Atalanta should necessarily finish eighth, but they could have an off night in them. They are a good side. They've been well managed by Gasperini. He's been there about 7-8 years. Now, they punch above the weight. They've been in the Champions League a couple of times. I don't know if we disrespected them last week, or maybe just everything went absolutely perfect for them. Maybe that's as good as it's ever going to get. Or maybe they can repeat it again. It's going to be 6-0 on aggregate. You know, I don't know. I'm hoping that last week was just as good as he was going to get. If we score the first goal, there's no away goals, so we could actually concede the first goal. If away goals was a thing, we concede the first goal, it's definitely game over. We score the first goal whenever it comes, as long as it's not on like 89. If at any point before maybe 70 minutes, I think they'll start getting a bit twitchy, and then you just never know. So, you know what? I'm coming round now. The comeback's on. The comeback's on. I shouldn't have been so cynical at the start of this show.
What are you thinking, Lee?
I think we can do it. I think they played really, really well, but when you look at that third goal especially, that was just Liverpool just not being very good.
Yeah.
That was far too easy for them. So I think if we're at the races, I think we're a much better team than them. I think you described them well. I think they were well coached. Can they do that for another 90 minutes? Is another thing, because they're going to meet. I know we're not on great form at the minute, but they're going to play a completely different Liverpool than what they played last week.
I wonder how much it matters, because they played last night. Obviously Liverpool played Sunday. They drew 2-2 last night. They were 2-2 because they got pegged back by Verona. They ended up drawing 2-2. I don't know. Again, does that play into thing? I don't know. It's just I'm trying to any little straws. What they've shown is they can concede goals. But yeah. But like I say, Skamaka scores again. He bullied Liverpool. I don't know what I'm hanging my hat on other than the fact that it's Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp.
Maybe Virgil's gonna have to just be like, don't worry about him, lads. Like
I'll you follow know, him.
Yeah, I'll deal with him. Yeah, that just shows. I mean, Verona, traditionally not a very big club. I mean, I'm saying this, we lost to Crystal Palace. So it's not like it's not like we've been battering everyone in the media. You know, we're capable of conceding to teams that are worse than us.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm feeling a bit more positive about it, actually. I just think the fact that they're not a team, they don't seem to be a team that grinds people down, you know, like a kind of Pulis Dyche mould of like, you know, Moyes mould of like, we keep it tight kind of thing. So yeah, I'm feeling a bit more positive about it now. I'm not necessarily, we're going to do it. I've changed my mind. I'm going to,
how? Score?
Yeah.
Loads.
Score loads, yeah. Just score loads. I think if I was, my sense of if my head rather than my heart, I think we'll win the game, but not go through. I could see us winning 3-1 or so, you know what I mean, or 1-0 or something like that. Which, as I said at the start, I'd take if we can then take that into the rest of the season.
Win the game, lose the tie is what you're thinking.
But my heart's saying we're going to win 3-0 and then winning it, or pens. And like 13, 14 on pens. Big mad penalty shooter.
I think we're going to win it in the 90. Jaden Downs winning in the 93rd minute.
4-0.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I love the optimism.
Salah whips his shirt off and he's got that never give up. Top on again. There you go.
We've got, let's see, Clive says, I reckon Liverpool to win 3-0 and then win on penalties as well. I think they're probably going to draw the game, to be honest with you.
Probably going to concede about 5.
Yeah. I'd have got like 2-all or something. Like yeah. But who knows? Absolutely. Listen, I'm hoping, I always believe, absolutely, and listen, if anyone can do it, this Liverpool team can. But yeah, it's going to be a fascinating watch. If you guys want to join the watch along, by the way, on YouTube, you'll have Chris and Chloe in the studio for the game. So yeah, sync up with your tellies. We'll listen to those commentating rather than the TV commentary, because it might just do your heads if you do. Thanks rather to Jamie, thanks to Ian, thanks all you guys for watching or listening. And yeah, let's believe, because why not. See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itsinas.
Kayla Itsinas. I'm Kayla Itsinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.